Do you know my stomach goes into twists when I hear this song now?
I know you get a little nervous that subliminally, since we're going to be talking about Donald Trump, subliminally people will hear this, Hail to the Chief, and go, well, he's the next president. I got to vote for him. I heard them playing the theme song on the radio there.
Anyone can vote for whom they want. I'll tell you right now, I'm not voting for Donald Trump. Am I supposed to tell people that?
You're not supposed to.
Okay, well, I'm not voting for Donald Trump.
All right.
But I'm he's going to be our next president.
Scott Dickers may be able to answer that question. Scott Dickers is one of the founding editors of The Onion, which is fantastic, and we'll get to in a little bit.
Thank you. Now
has a new book out called Trump's America, The Complete Loser's Guide. Scott, is it possible, what Wendy just said could be true, will Donald Trump be our next president?
I agree. I think
you think so?
Yeah, I don't think he would allow himself to be beaten by a woman.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never heard that before.
What you imagine what that would do to his ego. He can't. He cannot let that happen. So he's going to pull out all the stops.
Is it just the idea of him losing in general, or is it the fact that it would be a woman that would beat
him?
Well,
that makes it double.
Yeah.
Double
bad.
Whammy.
That's a double whammy.
He's losing twice.
I mean, just imagine that. The rest of his days, people think the name Donald Trump, they think loser, lost to a woman.
Lost to a girl.
Just tell me, how is he gonna live with that?
And,
he can't.
I mean, look at all his arguments. He acts like an 8-year-old on the playground, so that's exactly true. No girl's going to be me.
And that's the sort of kid that would... if he had the power to, would burn down the playground.
Right.
He would. After the loss.
He would. Now, you've noticed this. This is a tactical thing, and I don't know if it's his idea or whose idea this was, but when he goes up to make a speech, any kind of a speech now after he wins a state primary or something, he puts the beautiful ladies behind him. He puts his wife. He puts his daughter. He finds people who are beautiful women, and he puts them behind him.
Yeah.
So that's something, isn't it?
Totally. I mean, there's so much fascinating staging going on with him.
Yeah.
The beautiful ladies, the toadies.
Yeah.
You know, who come out beforehand, who are just these sort of like Trump squared people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
This guy Miller and some of these other people. I'm surprised he doesn't have that pastor who was all about let's burn the gays to death
right out there
before he goes on. It's just like these rabid people that are just off the spectrum politically. They're not even like right or whatever he is, libertarian. They're just nuts. They're just these people who are like, you know, let's burn it all down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get everybody out who's not just like us.
How soon after he names his vice presidential nominee and it's not Chris Christie, does Chris Christie turn on him?
I think Chris Christie has made his bed. And he is a diehard toady.
Yeah.
And he'll stand behind that VP like a dope.
But what's in it for him at that point?
A cabinet spot or something?
I think right now it's Trump will beat him. He'll beat him up.
Yeah?
If he doesn't
comes to that.
That's what the situation is now. He'll give him a wedgie. So now he's just there to preserve his own physical health.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know where to start on some of the stuff in this book, Trump's America, The Complete Loser's Guide. Why don't we talk about how you compiled all these things? It's like a helpful guide to everything we need to know when he becomes president.
Exactly, which, you know, we're all going to need. Because I think right now a lot of people are in denial. If you try to talk to him about it, they're like, oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I can't even think about it. They see his picture and they go, oh, I can't even look. And they're not going to be able to do that after November when he's our president-elect. So this book is a helpful service to those people who have blocked out all this Donald Trump information up until now to really let it sink in. Like, okay, here's the reality. Here's what life is going to be like. Here's what you have to look forward to. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there about... some of the new departments he's going to create in the government. He's going to cut a lot, you know, but we can look forward to the Women's Council on what is it? The Council on Women's Weight, Menstruation, and Fitness.
Oh, will there be a council like that, a committee like that?
Yeah. Department of Barron's Hot Babysitters, you know, things like that. And The book is in sections, so there's one section on Trump as president. So we get to hear a little bit about what his speech is going to be like when he's inaugurated, and a whole list of things he's going to throw out when he moves in. things like, you know, any Muslimy rugs,
yes,
that sort of thing.
They must go.
And then there are other sections on just how life is going to be different. So Trump on science, you know, and his main thing there is, look, if Einstein was so smart, why wasn't he rich?
Good question.
So we're going to be taking science to task under Trump, and he's going to make science great again.
Oh, good.
And there's a big section on the environment where we learn things like how Trump is going to melt the glaciers even faster. Because nobody melts glaciers faster than Trump.
Right.
You can't beat Trump.
Right. He's the best.
He is the best. And there's a section on the military.
Yeah.
Where we learn many things, including how Trump could have won every major war in U.S. history in under 3 days. And then there's a...
Well, he has a way, anytime something like that comes up, whenever they ask him, I know you have plans, but how are you going to do it? He's so vague about all these plans.
Right.
We'll just do it. We'll just explain to him that we're...
Against 8-year-old on the playground.
Yeah.
I'll just do it. That's how.
That's how I'll do it. You don't need to know more than that.
Yeah, we get a copy in the book of his Trump Care brochure, because, you know, it's going to replace Obamacare.
Yeah.
And it has the plan specifics right there.
What does
it
say?
I'll read them to you. It says, it's something wonderful. It's better than Obamacare.
Yeah.
So great. Trump knows many doctors, the best in the world, and they all agree Trump Care will be great. Obamacare bad.
Yeah.
And the last specific is simply Trump.
That's all we need.
This is so accurate, though. This is how he speaks.
And we've got he's got a new citizenship test now. If people come in, you know, want to become citizens.
Oh, can you ask a question or two from that?
There's a few questions from here. Here's one. Are you from Eastern Europe? Yes or no? If yes, are you a woman? Yes or no? If yes, have you done any modeling?
Oh.
Yes or no? If yes, that's very interesting. Would you like to have dinner with the president? Yes or no? If yes, I will pick you up at 8.
We have to take a break. Scott Dicker's in the studio, founding editor of The Onion and an Onion-based book, Trump's America, The Complete Loser's Guide. He's going to be president, Bill. Can you safely say he's not going to be?
Oh, I'm hoping not, but we'll have to see.
It's not an official Onion book, I should say.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, I left The Onion and did this book on my own, but it's oniony.
Yes,
it is
oniony.
You can say.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well said. All right. More with Scott Dicker's next. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Scott Dicker's is with us, founding editor of The Onion. His new book is called Trump's America, The Complete Loser's Guide. And it says right on there, this book is worth many billions of dollars.
And a quote from Donald J. Trump, I know words, I have the best words. I remember when he said that. Some of this stuff does not have to be made up.
Right.
That's what's so fun.
Right. It writes itself.
Well, it kind of makes it hard to write a humor book about him when he's inherently funny. Typically,
you can't parody.
Yeah, and you can't hyperbolize a walking hyperbole.
Yeah.
But we tried, and I think we did pretty well. I think it's pretty funny.
Talk about the timing, though, because there was a time. I mean, you obviously wrote this book a little while ago, not just yesterday, but people were telling you, yeah, but when Trump is gone, no one's going to buy this book, right?
Right. Last summer when we started on it, everybody said, you know, he's going to be totally gone by summer 2016. What are you thinking? So, yeah, we couldn't get it published. And we kind of had to find this very sort of unconventional method of getting it published so that we could put it out really quickly. And
it looks great.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a wonderful experience. And I hope that we sell a lot of books up until November, and then I hope nobody's interested in Trump.
Then it's in the dollar
bin. But I fear that we'll be selling books for another 4 years.
Yeah.
Or 8.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It very well could happen.
Yeah. And can we talk first just a second about some of the trolls and some of the...
yeah, sure.
People. Well, so...
By the way, we're getting some texts like hating on you big time and the book and hating on us and, you know, saying that when I said who I was voting for, that I'm irritating 50% of the audience. Guys, do your research and you get your vote. Rock the vote. You get to do it. It's your vote. But I don't have to do what I don't want to do when it comes to a vote.
Right. And we can write what we want to write and we can
Scott,
say
I vote for
say.
Barry Goldwater every 4 years and I'm not changing my mind.
But in November, when Trump gets elected, we won't be able to say what we want to say
right.
anymore because we'll get sued by Trump and we'll get put in jail. and we won't be able to write books about Trump that make fun of Trump anymore. But yeah, I've been an equal opportunity offender most of my comedy career, never getting too partisan. And I just don't see where like these trolls and these haters are coming from, because they're in this, I don't know, alternate universe or imaginary universe where Trump is this legitimate presidential candidate who they support because they're a Republican or whatever. He's not. Like, he's nuts. And he's a demagogue. And anyone who knows anything about history knows that this is not a good road we're going down. Like, let's ban people who don't look like us or have a different religion than us. That is so un-American.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's partisan to say that. I think it's just a fact that the First Amendment to our Constitution is freedom of religion. So what's he going to do? He's going to ban Muslims? Like, that's just outrageous.
It is, but it's also bad to call these people trolls if they support him, because that's who they believe to be the right thing. And there's always two sides to every story.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's what I don't understand. Another thing I don't understand about them. I listen to a lot of right-wing radio, you know, like Hannity and Rush and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and I just find that so entertaining. They might say something pro-Trump, and they're going off about how great Trump is, and bashing a candidate that I support, say Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine like writing them a mean email and saying, you're going to burn in hell for making... Like, what kind of a mind responds that way? It's like, we all have the freedom to talk about politics, let's talk and be civil about it. I just don't get it.
But how did it come to this where people are willing to fight? Like, did Woodrow Wilson have people who said, you better not make fun of Woodrow Wilson? Did Herbert Hoover have people who go, if you even say one bad thing about Herbert Hoover, I'm coming after you? Why are people so angry all the time?
There has always been that strain, but it definitely has peaked up a little bit. I feel like we're still fighting the Civil War.
Yeah.
I still feel like conservatives and liberals on the extremes, and a lot of these Trump people are on the extreme right,
yeah,
cannot understand the other extreme side. They think that it's harmful to America. They think that it's evil.
Yeah.
And there's just no coming together for those people. And I do feel like that, and that strain has always been with us, but I do feel like it's gotten more heated in recent years.
How telling is it that when Donald Trump is referring to the people who are his target, he doesn't say my voters, he doesn't say my constituents, he doesn't say my followers, he says my fans. I think that is so telling.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's
but
really
they are his fans. Yeah. It is a popularity contest. That's what this has turned into. It's kind of always been.
No, it is. It's the ultimate. The presidency is the ultimate popularity contest, but I think he just views it as... I'm a rock star. He's not looking at it as...
Oh, he totally thinks he's a rock star.
I'm going to be the most important politician in the world. To him, this is the doorway to Bruce Springsteen.
Remember that great joke in Back to the Future when Marty McFly goes back to the 50s and Doc Brown figures out that he really is from the future? And it's like, of course, Ronald Reagan is your president, because in order to be president, you have to look good on TV. Because there are TV cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
That was true then, but it's only gotten more true now, because now the president is on TV every second. So Donald Trump is just taking advantage of that fact.
Yeah.
That the presidency has become much more of a popularity contest with the rise of media and the fact that everybody is a walking TV studio now.
Yeah.
You can't escape.
And 50% of the people are unhappy about the way things are going, maybe even 60-40.
Sure.
So it is kind of nice to get a fresh breath in there, someone who's not political. It just cracks me up that it's Trump. You said you had trouble publishing this at the beginning because you didn't think Trump would still be in it. I don't believe Trump thought he'd still be in it at this point. And now, you know, you got to go to the end.
Yeah.
Lose to a girl? Forget that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So, yeah, this is where we're at, and I feel like even Trump fans
mm-hmm.
are enjoying this book.
Good.
Which is great. I think it's not a political book. I mean, we're here talking about our opinions. That's something different. Even Trump fans like to laugh at Trump because they know he's funny and entertaining.
He laughs at himself.
So he's a great foil You know, a lot of people have bought the book as gifts for their crazy uncle, and they're getting good laughs, you know. And
it's really funny.
Thank you.
Scott, you've done a great job. Scott Dicker's book is called, again, Trump's America, The Complete Loser's Guide. Buy it for your crazy uncle. It's available everywhere. Thank you, Scott. Great to meet you. We'll take a quick break and then more show ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.